views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to another episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And do we have a show today? I'm so excited. We have with us today Sonia Amerti, who we are going to actually talk to her, pick her brain about empowerment, dreams and vision, and faith. And these are our big ones, because if you've caught our shows before, you know that when we're walking through our life, we're going through these journeys, that we all hit roadblocks, we all have our stumbling. And quite often, when we look and see at the world, and it's very easy, people look at somebody, they have a perception that you just got it all. But what people don't understand is as we are transitioning, whether it's your business world, whether it's your personal world, you know, your relationships, that there's always things that have to be uncoupled to get to what I call your extraordinary life, your miraculous realms. And that's what I love to do at our show, is to bring you people that are just like you, just like me, who have actually walked through these challenges, seeing what needs to be changed, and they can pass that information and knowledge on to everybody else, because this is how we grow. We don't grow by keeping our little secrets to ourselves. You hear a lot of people say that. They're like, I don't want to tell anybody how I got here. If you haven't fallen down on your butt before, you don't know how to get back up. So that's why you always hear us say, there is nothing like failure. There is no failure. All there is moving forward and learning. So welcome, Sonia. So good to have you here today.
Good morning. Thank you for asking me to join you.
This is going to be an incredible show. I have so much I want to talk to you about. Sometimes I just didn't even know where to start. I was looking at the show today and I'm like, where do we start? I'm sure we're going to get to the hour and go, oh my gosh, you know, right. It's already over. But when I really want to start with dreams and visions, because when you have an incredible, you've been an incredible entrepreneur, you are a mom, you are an incredible mom, incredible wife, but you've come through your own challenges to get there. And I know we have talked in the past and we've shared similar stories where people do look and say, wow, she has it all. Or why would she want to build this? You know, and where are we going next? Because a dream and a vision doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop. It creates, you know, it keeps going. Mm-hmm. So my question to you was, as you were going through life, and I want to actually focus first on the company dream and vision, because that actually changed your life with your dreams and visions. And when you had that dream and vision, how long did it take you to actually realize it? When you actually had that, you have a beautiful spa that sells products all over the world. What was that? How long did it take from into your brain to here I'm walking into my dream and vision?
Years. It took approximately 3 to 4 years. It was definitely a journey that I was tested, and I put it down many, many times. And I was told that it wasn't a very good idea and that my business plan didn't have legs. And I put it down and I picked it back up and I put it down. And then one day I just went for it.
Yeah. And sounds like you had a lot of projection energy, people that didn't want you to go forward.
For sure.
Yeah. So when you actually had that moment of looking at saying, I'm really going to go for this because it's what I want. It's not what somebody else wants.
Right.
What changed in you?
I think I just woke up one day and I decided to choose me first. It was scary, but I just went for it. And I really don't know where that energy came from, but I thank God that it did because it catapulted me onto a whole different journey in my life. But one day I just woke up and I said, that's enough. I'm just going to do it. I had no guarantees of where it was going to go because we don't. As entrepreneurs, we don't. We could have this great idea and we just go for it. But I just did it. I just did it.
You just did it. Okay, interesting. You said choose me first. So what did that mean to you by choosing you first? Beyond just the business.
Yeah, it meant that for years and years, somehow I lost myself and I forgot who I was, you know, just really who Sonia was. Forget about your identity as a mom, as a wife, as an employee and all of those many titles that we carry. But for some reason, and myself included, women tend to lose themselves along the way. It's because they get caught up in serving everyone else and making everyone else a priority. And that tends to happen more often than not, unfortunately. And it gets to the point that we just get so derailed that we actually just forget we are. And that did happen to me. And I was not very happy. You know, I was listening to one of your shows actually recently, and you talked about how when you were in the thick of it, you did just kind of the bare minimum. You woke up, you took your kids, you took care of them. I did the exact same thing. I did my bare minimum as a mom, but then I crawled back into bed. Yeah. And I was just not living my authentic life. And that caught up with me.
Do you find it's interesting that you were on autopilot?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. It was a hollow. It was hollow. Yeah. I was just going through the motions of life, but
it's crazy how many women and men, you get this in other ways. So I'm not just saying women, but how many women, especially once we take that marriage step and then the children come, it's like, there's all this programming around the world that, and it is there that, okay, now you're married, you have these children. So now that's that priority. And then we find ourselves further and further and further down the list. And did you know, and what I really find fascinating is you've just said something, so many women are like this. And it's like, we give up our soul. We give up who we are because we have a programming that that's what you do. You go serve your family. Right. And if there's anything left at the end of the day, then you get the scraps.
Right. If
there's scraps.
Right. Sometimes you're lucky if you get a scrap thrown at you. But, you know, unfortunately, we put ourselves in a position where we allow other people's perception of us to define our value and our worth. And that's where one day I woke up and I said, no, I'm not going to fit into that mold. And, you know, I challenged a lot of people and lost friends and got into many arguments with family that didn't understand this kind of new way of thinking. It was just totally, but I thought, you know, being a mom to two girls, I had a responsibility to show differently.
And that's what I love is that when women really step up and men and really become more in alignment to who they are, to what they're speaking, and to take this kind of risk and in life, not just opening a business, but we see so many people that are so afraid to take a risk because of the word failure. I say often, like I just said, failure is really not failure because if we don't fall down and hurt our butts, we don't get up and we don't go, okay, if it's just coasting, a lot of people just coast because they're afraid of that failure. How did you work through that? Because it sounds like you were being chucked the, you can't do it. What are you doing? What if you lose your money? How dare you? So these are all projection energies of failure.
Yeah.
So what did you do to overcome that other people could say, wow, I can even try that because I'm getting that in my face all the time?
Well, fear is a big thing. It's that dirty four-letter word. You know, fear is that thing that just kind of debilitates us from all of our hopes and dreams. You know, people either have a fear of failure, I find, a fear of success, or a fear of judgment.
Yeah.
And once you are able to step out of that, you are allowing yourself permission to step into your own because you realize that fear of failure, success, it's just all part of the journey. It's okay to fail.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay to fall down and, you know,
if you need
to have
you
a little padding down there, you can. It's all right.
Right.
I love what you said about the fear of success. A lot of times we talk about the fear of failure and I'm just going to go there because fear is like, yes. And it is a big one. And this does hold a lot of people back. I see it in my environment, in my business and practice. I see it around you as well. And as you get more successful, you said something, you lost friends.
Yes.
Because you were getting more successful. And they were like, you could see, right? You probably had that where they didn't understand how they could even be in your environment because they didn't want that success.
Right.
So what did you do when you're all of a sudden losing all your friends and you're in this business and you're actually creating a life you want, not a life that everybody else wants? What did that feel like? How did you get through that?
Well, at first, it doesn't feel very nice and you're really confused, right? And you question it. Did I say something? Yeah. Did I do something? And then you step back and you kind of get to a place in life that you're just kind of really secure. And you realize that it's okay to lose those friends. You just make new ones that are more aligned with where you're going.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's then, cool.
And it's fine. And then you get to expand with new people, new realms, right?
Right.
These new possibilities.
Right.
It's interesting. People are always afraid of letting the old go. But I say when we let the old go, and I know you've experienced this, that when you let them go, you bring in people that want to see you succeed more or yeah. want to see you more happy. And then you're like, why did I have them around me for so long?
Right. And it's a whole different energy. And then you just see that your whole world just opens up to so much beauty and joy. And so it's okay to let go of the old. I embrace that now.
Now it's good.
I understand where it's coming from.
Yeah. Well, letting go, I always say that letting go, letting God is an old saying, but right. that letting go can be quite difficult for people because they don't know, as in fear, what's on that other side. You just jumped. I call it jumping, but you just jumped and went, I'm going to jump. And that dream took flight.
Yeah, it's funny because you say jump, but I was always very much inspired by the video Jump from Steve Harvey.
Oh, okay.
On YouTube. It's great because he talks about just embracing your failures, and you are going to fail and there's going to be bumps in the road. That's okay. And once you overcome that, you know, you just empower yourself to still go for it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Okay, we have to go to a quick break. But before we go, one, I want people to know how they can find you, because I know you've been doing a lot more speaking and empowering with women, and you're so inspirational when you do speak because you really get to the heart. You have like one of the biggest hearts out of people I've met, even in my journey. It's why, you know, you're just everywhere you go, you're like this big ball of love, and this is what we love so much about you. And also before we go to the break, before we get that, we want to come back and sort of get more a little bit into faith and how that played a big part of transitioning for you in your life. So how can people find you if they want to direct message you, reach out to you, not only for speaking engagements, but also for what you do? Because Sonia's got a great way of making you look beautiful. this is her spot. Perfect. And it's true. She really empowers you, not only just on the look and the space and the beauty, but she goes right within to the soul. So where can they find you?
Right. So my business is called Pretty in Pink Spa. So all of my social media handles are under Pretty in Pink Spa. But yeah. I just jumped this morning and started my own personal Instagram page. So you can find me at Sonia Merity XO.
I love it. I love it. Okay. We're going to come right back with Sonia and dive more into faith and empowerment. So we'll catch you in a few minutes.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. We are here today with our beautiful guest, Sonia, talking about faith, empowerment, movement, change. And before we get back to her, I just want to let you guys know, a lot of people have asked, every month I do a live online call for 90 minutes. People are like, how do I get a hold of you? And at TracyLClark.com, we have a global online event. So the next one, I got to make sure I had the date right, was October 9th, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we're going to actually talk about more about the miraculous realm, walking in, opening you up to greater levels and realms of faith and transition so you can actually start to walk through a greater being and sense of who you are and start to create what you're looking for a lot faster. We're in new times, we're in new creation space. So I'd love for you to check us out. It is live 90 minutes and you get a replay. So if you can't make it, it doesn't matter. You can still listen at your own time. So just to let you know, TracyLClark.com. So welcome. Okay, Sonia, when we left, dreams, visions, falling down on your butt, failures, successes, you know, as you got going and you started to change your life and things started to move in this new direction where you're like, oh my gosh, this is actually happening. You know, that realization that your dream is coming, you don't just stop. You don't just say, okay, my dream is here. How many times did you actually create and recreate the dream? Like, how many times did you go, now we're going to change this. Now I need to change this. Like, aspects of your business, yourself. How many, if you took a guess, I'm going to say thousands, but.
I don't know. It's hard to put a number on it. I think I just stayed open. And I think in business, that's important to stay open, evolve as the demand grows. And I wasn't very kind of stuck in my ways that it had to be this. As my spa initially was just for kids. And then mom started coming and I was like, I didn't anticipate this. It wasn't part of my business plan, but all right, now we're going to start doing adult. And it just snowballed from there. And now I just recently this year rebranded to a whole new concept again.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I did. It's been amazing.
And the reason I ask this question this way is you just said something. I stayed open.
Yeah.
So at some point there, I want to talk about control because women and men, when we start to get into, especially creating something new, whether it's painting, whether it's a business, we tend to get stuck in our minds to want to control what it looks like. So at some point in there, you had to let go and say, where am I going with the flow? What did you do to let go of the control and follow the energy of the creation of your business? Because that's a big turning point for you.
Yeah, that was a big turning point. And I'm probably at its best right now because I've done the most work right now. But relinquishing control is probably the best thing that you can do and realize that it's all going to work out. And when you refer back to your faith, and your trust, and know that it's all a plan and God's got this higher plan for you, and you just kind of go with it. And even when you have the bumps in the road, that's all part of the plan too. That's okay. So not to be hard on yourself and don't judge. But that's just really what happened.
You had to re-anchor into your, I say faith, trust, no, believe.
Right.
You know, I say that hand of God, beauty of love out there. So what was that sort of wake up space that you said, I have to re-anchor in my faith if I want to continue to better myself and my surroundings?
Because I wasn't happy the way I was living my life. You know, yeah. I was stricken with anxiety and worry and sadness, for lack, I don't want to say depression, but sadness. And I said, there's got to be a better way. I don't want to live this way anymore. And that's where I decided that I have to just refer back to my faith and dive a little deeper and reconnect with my faith.
Yeah.
And that has just been a game changer for me.
So did you find that a lot of people throw those words around? I know I have, I've been there. You hear my bio, anxiety, depression, and then when you actually reconnect, faith is the best thing for him, because we don't know. We don't have crystal balls. So when you actually really made that leap to reconnect, and this was something earlier about giving up who you are for everybody else, that also meant you had to probably create a lot of new boundaries to really dive back into you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, when you connect back to your faith, it's kind of like you're on this journey and the only way you can go is up. And sometimes some people that are, you know, in your circle don't want to come up or don't come up with you. So you have to be bold enough to say, hey, I'm here now. I'm never going back down there. Yeah. So either you come with me or this space is just not for you.
Yeah, in love. Or you find that they're there and you're trying to like a little bit keep them there and you're leaving going, oh, I don't feel so good. Oh, I can't sustain this anymore.
Right.
So when you really started to reconnect, talk about the anxiety and the depression. Did you just notice that as you connected with yourself, a lot of that just disappeared?
Disappeared is a strong word, because it's still something that, you know, I don't want to sugarcoat it. There are moments that it still kind of creeps up and it's like, well, where did that come from?
Yeah.
But is it under control and is it something that consumes my life now? Absolutely not. And so that I can definitely say hands down that reconnecting with my faith has allowed me to just kind of and trust. And it's all good.
I like that, because I always say to people, you know, you've hit a new level of involvement when you can be that peace amongst the storm. So you might have an anxiety or a sad moment. That's normal. That is life. People seem to think that in spiritual space or growth work that everybody, I always joke and I'm like, everybody's in namaste moment. You know, if you hear me say that, I did a video on that. Oh, everybody's lovely. That's not life. This is not how it works. But when you connect into the faith, right, you've been able to ground. So it might be a day off, or in terms of where you're not feeling your best, or 2 days, or anger and emotion. And do you have a regular routine? Do you make sure, I was like, high vibrational music, like what would you suggest to people and listening that say, you know, I really need to reconnect. I feel lost. I don't feel focused anymore. I feel just like what you said, I've given up everything. And you don't want to be that person that wakes up and your kids have moved out of the house. So now you're like, oh my God, who am I? So how do you suggest people start to reconnect and that you found worked for you?
Well, I can talk about what worked for me, but everybody's journey is really, there is no cookie cutter way to this. It's really whatever works for you. It's just important that you get there.
Yeah.
And, you know, just even being in the spa for years and overhearing some women, and it's like, you know, come for a facial, you'd love it. It's so relaxing. It's like, oh no, I can't because I'm busy taking Bobby to soccer or Rachel to dance. And you just hear the kind of frantic voice that's coming out, and they just don't have any time for themselves, and they put themselves, you know, second, third, sometimes even fourth, or not a priority at all. Yeah. And it's not to have any judgment, because they're on their journey. But what I encourage women to do is that just make sure you have plan B, because you can spend 10, 15, 20 years being all consumed by your children, your husband, and being this wonderful mother, this doting wife. But that does come to an end. Either your kids get married and move out, or they're off to college, university, and then you just go bang, you hit the wall because you're like, now what? I have no idea who I am. I don't even know what I like.
Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it? You must have noticed that when you started to, whether people call it wake up or rediscover yourself, there's so many titles, but isn't that a great, like those things, what were some of the things that you started to discover about you where you're like, oh my God, I didn't know I liked that.
Yeah, I realized that I'm an extremely creative person.
Yeah.
And so I started taking more classes of, you know, learning how to make soap and
oh, fun.
Body scrubs. And really, they're just not for anything else other than just play.
Not blowing up in your face, formulas, having a good time, play.
But I see myself in the little classes and I'm smelling the little oils and I'm making the textures and the feels. And then I come home with such pride. I'm like, try this, smell this. Yeah. I absolutely love it. So that was definitely a huge discovery for me.
Yeah, the creative energy, the play energy. So you weren't playing very much before?
No, absolutely not.
No. Would you say it was a lot more serious you than now?
Very seriously, way serious, because I was on this mission of what I felt I needed to do or accomplish to be validated or to be recognized. Yeah. So for me, I thought that I had to grow this business to a level of making, you know, 6-7 figures just so maybe I could be on my husband's level. Because
he gets
all this recognition and he's the big successful guy. So I need that kind of money so people kind of hear me or want to speak to me.
Competition, the spirit of competition. You know how many people get into competition with their partners and nobody talks about it? Nobody. It's an unspoken competition that happens all the time. If the man makes more money or the woman, it doesn't matter anymore. It's a spirit of competition that, could get you driven into a place where you're feeling less than, or exactly like what you said, recognition, see me, and almost like I'm getting buried under my husband's, career, my husband's space. And I've seen this reverse too. I've seen it where men are like, come on, you know, their women are up here. But we quite often hear the other way. You've just hit on an incredible point that I know we need to expand more on, because the spirit of competition is so big. It's big around, really big around women and the industries, especially the one you're in. And I know I'm in, anytime we branch out, we're moving a little better to support, but the competition and the competition with our significant other, I really want to expand a little more on that, on the feelings, because you're not the only one that's felt this. I've heard this before, and sort of how you broke through that. So when we come back from the break, how did you actually step out and say, he can be him, I can be me, and I can just thrive in what we're both doing and move? Because there's something you said that's huge, that monetary space out. That doesn't matter. So again, let people know before we go to break, where can they find you? How can they get a hold of you? Whether it's your products, whether it's speaking that you do, where's the best way for them to find you?
Yeah, any of my social media channels, Pretty in Pink Spa, prettyinpinkspa.com is our website. And like I said, I just started my own personal Instagram page at Sonia Merity XO.
I love it. I know, always changing, always creating, right? We come out. I just was telling our incredible producer, Carter, I'm doing it again. It's constant. It's so much fun. So, all right, we're just going to take a quick break. We'll be right back again, where we're going to dive a little bit more into competition, especially with your significant other, and how Sonia was able to break free from that. We'll be right back after the break.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. You know, when we left for the break, we were starting to get in a really good topic, and I am going to push this a little bit further about being in competition with your spouse or feeling like you are. This happens all the time. And although a lot of people will deny it, eventually they've come out to me and said, yes, because depending on income levels or how they're seen and success rates. So Tanya, I want to dive in more to this. And you had mentioned before break that this was a big thing that came up for you because your husband is very successful. A lot of people probably said to you, why the hell would you go get an identity and go do something different? Just go be that nice little wife and, you know, live this nice life. And which we know is very hollow and empty. If you really understand connection and faith, which you do. So can you elaborate on the process? What was going through? What came up? Like, how did you uncouple this so your husband could, you know, he could still thrive, do his thing, but you could embrace what your definition of success is and, you know, who you are as a being, as a woman and moving forward?
So when I was first married, I'll admit I did fall into that trap of just kind of, you know, playing the Stepford wife and being the good mom with the home-cooked meals every day and picking my kids up on time and, you know, picking up my husband's dry cleaning every day like a good wife does. But I was empty. I was hollow. I knew I wanted more. I had this kind of burning desire to do more. But I just didn't allow myself to do it because I thought this was my role. This is what I was supposed to do. And that no longer served me, you know. I had this interesting conversation one day with my mother-in-law, and I'm going to be, you know, very open because I want to be very transparent with people. Yeah. I remember years ago when in my early years of marriage and I was first married, you know, I was lonely a lot. My husband worked long hours and that hit me really hard. That's not the way I had envisioned marriage. I had all these, you know, visions that we were just going to be together and do all these fun adventures and dote over each other. Well, that was not it at all. I remember one day calling my mother-in-law thinking, you know, from woman to woman, she knows him better than me. You know, I said, how do I navigate through this? I'm lonely. He's not home much. You know, I desire more. And that conversation changed me because she said to me, you know, what I thought she was going to be supportive, she was the opposite. She said, you know, you need to be more supportive of my son because he's the breadwinner.
Wow.
Whoa. And I remember still to that day, like I still remember what room I was in when that conversation happened because it just snuffed my flame immediately and I lost my voice and I didn't speak anymore. I didn't dream anymore. And I just reverted back that this is what I'm supposed to do, or I have to work so hard to make as much money as him so I can be heard.
Oh, so how long did you snuff out your flame based on that conversation?
Quite a few years.
Wow, quite a few years. So yeah. People listening, like really take this into your body. Yeah. How many people, she was a gift because you did come
absolutely
and realize, wait a minute, that's her truth, not my truth. And that's okay. So, yeah. You know, that people show that. And to us all the time, quite often we can get into that space of how dare they, but it's really that was a blessing. But really, I want people to listen loud and clear of what you just said was quite a few years past when you were so ready to want to transform and you allowed that projection energy to come into the system and take over.
Right. It was quite a few years, and I kind of hit a dark place after that kind of conversation, and everything was just like a downward spiral. Mm-hmm. But today I realize, you know, at the time I didn't, because I went into allowing her to define my worth and my value based on her perception of the world. And that's all it was. It was just her self-limiting beliefs that she still carries to today, but it was a different generation, a different time. So there is no judgment. You know, I actually thank her for that, because I realized that other people cannot determine your value or your worth. And it's got nothing to do with income.
Nothing. And interesting with what you just said, people realize, like when you look through generations, every generation is different, brings something new, and we learn. You hear a lot of people now say, oh, I don't like those millennials, you know, like they're out there. But if we never changed, we would never grow. Right. The world wouldn't change. So she's only coming from what she knows. Right. And then usually people stop growing. They don't want to know anymore. That's enough. And, you know, that is changing. So yeah, success isn't about money. Most people know that. But there's still that space of how did you break free from, you know, what watching your husband be more of, you know, his wife become and then becoming and, you know, and the mom and then really becoming back to your own identity. So how did you break through that little bit of that competitive edge? Because he'd be a pretty big competition factor when you're looking at business and what you want to do. And how did he accept that? How did he help you get through that?
It definitely wasn't overnight. It was quite the process. And but that's when I woke up and I said, okay, I've got some work to do on me. And that's where I chose me. And, you know, there was years that I tried through conventional therapy and I just had to talk it out and work through it. And, you know, from there, I kind of branched into a holistic journey and more spiritual mentors and, you know, ministry and going back to my faith. And little by little, I started to pick myself back up and find myself again and realize that I determine my worth and my value. And I took my power back.
Yeah, that's the big thing is what you just said is taking back your inner power.
Right.
A lot of people don't even know what that means anymore. We hear it all over. But when I usually ask people, what does it mean to you to be empowered again, to take back your level of being, people are like, oh, I don't know. Like, do I just feel happy? What would you say to someone when you said, I took back my inner power, my inner strength? What does that look like for you?
Doing the things that make me happy and not worrying about if it makes anybody else happy. You know, and I just made myself a priority and you know, I'm really into high vibrational music and it's
love
like, you
it.
Know, sometimes I burn incense all the time. And sometimes some of my family members are like, shut that off or, oh, that stuff is stinky. But I'm like, too bad. It makes me happy.
Right? I always say that makes you happy. Don't worry about doing it. Yeah. Yeah. It's
beautiful. That's just it. So I just made myself a priority.
Yeah. A bigger priority. So when you look back at one of the things you mentioned too about judgment, how do you handle judgment now when it comes your way?
What is with a grain of salt?
Yeah.
I really do. Because we judge ourselves enough. You know, the last thing that we need is to worry about what other people think of us. So again, it's not empowering other people. And it's kind of, you know, I'm a big believer of, you know, the circle you keep and make sure that the people that you spend the most time with or you surround yourself with are people kind of that are vibrating at the same level as you or even higher so that you guys inspire and uplift each other and to create that community around you so you never get to that place that you feel kind of, you know, back in the dumps.
Yeah, community is changing a lot. It seems that people got away from community, sort of me, especially in North America. It's like, I got to do, rather than this community of uplifting and supporting. And do you do anything in your business to really make sure, what do you do that your people that you know, they work with you, they work for you, they're a representation of you. What do you do to keep them feeling empowered and supported and uplifted? So you're dealing with people all day long, all over the place. So what do you do with them? What do you like that you noticed you changed even in your environment with these people you have to see every day?
Well, a couple of things. So with my team, I've always had this school of thought that, you know, I never treated them like employees. We've always had this kind of family. And that's not to say, you know, I want you to kind of come to work every day and use me as your vessel to kind of heal and air out all your problems and stuff like that. And we have this understanding, but we mutually all motivate and uplift each other. And I think that's really a beautiful thing, because it's almost, you know, we've built this business based on this sisterhood that we've created. Yeah. And that is so beautiful. And I'd love to see women do that more, because somewhere down the line, again, we learned that we're supposed to be in competition. Oh, she's prettier than me, or she's smarter, or this or that. And if we just let that go and realize that everyone is the accumulation and the sum of their experiences. So there's just no judgment. You know, they could be having a bad day, but you have no idea the house that she just came from, or, you know, a woman that comes into the spa and she's really disgruntled, or, you know, and your first impression is like, oh, what a pain in the butt that client was. But it's like, who knows what just happened to her before she arrived. So I really come from a place and teach my team and my children to not come from a place of judgment and more of support and build one another. Another thing that I've also did through my business that I was really proud of is I created this little concept called Morning Mingle. And it was just, how do I give back to other female entrepreneurs that are just starting out? Because they were always asking me questions. And so once a month I would have Pretty in Pink to be the host of speakers to come. And it was free. It was free. Yeah. It was just, you know, and I remember having business coaches throughout the year saying, that's silly. You should be charging. You should be profiting from this. And I kept like saying, like, that's not what it's for. I make my money through the spa services and the products that I sell. This is just the way that I want to support other women and give back. And I did that for 4 years, and it was the most beautiful thing, the connections that were made. And
yeah, it's funny. So, you know, I know when we come back from break, I want to expand on that, on the giving back. It's so important in all of our businesses. It's so important that makes us thrive and fills our souls. And one of the things I noticed going into companies, like you were saying, and why people, you need to really understand this, whether you own a business or you're going to a job, I always like to call it your mission, but for a lot of people, I'm going to use that heavier word. Everything is top down. So when I've worked with CEOs, if we get the CEO to change more, you know, understanding these are people, this is love, this is kindness. And if they change, their companies change. They got better revenue. They had more excitement. They were calling me saying, Tracy, we have way less sick days. Like, what's going on here? You know? And I said, well, you're treating them like people. They're not numbers. And they were just shocked all the time. So I want to get back into this giving, the receiving. You touched on a beautiful, beautiful point right when we come back from break. So again, one more time, could you tell everybody where they can find you? Because I know you do business coaching. You've got the spa. You have so many new things to come, and people, you got to keep an eye on it, because we are always creating. She's always creating. So don't. She's not done. She's got a lot of stuff that you'll see unfold over the next few months.
So Pretty Pink Spa. All my social media handles are under that name. And my personal Instagram is Sonia Murti XO.
Awesome. All right. We'll be right back after the break, where we're going to discuss more on giving and receiving to transform your life. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back. We are here with Sonia, expressing empowering dreams, visions. On the break, we were actually talking about something very interesting. We are going to talk about giving and receiving, how important it is in your everyday world, what she does. And, you know, she was telling us about this beautiful community she had started to form and how much she loves it. And we were talking actually on the break. I want to bring this up. I was like, your spouse, how your significant other doesn't want you to grow, because what could that mean? What does that mean? If you grow and you come out of your shell,
sometimes you trigger and you play on some of their insecurities. And, you know, although he never voiced that, and my husband loves me dearly and only wants the best for me, but sometimes, you know, it would be like, oh, what will happen if she doesn't need me anymore? You know, when that triggers their own insecurities, and on a subconscious level, sometimes they keep you small, where they can kind of, you know, I always just say in a box.
And I've seen it a lot where one partner really wants to grow. And when they start, it creates a lot of friction within the relationship. And if somebody tells you that you're going to go on a spiritual journey or you're going to grow and your partner's going to be okay with it, unless they understand what's happening, you will have a lot of anger, torment, frustration, upheaval. And not that you had to go through that much, but what I'm saying is a lot of times, because they know you're going to change, they know the relationship will change and that you may not be there. I know when I started my journey, it was the end of my marriage. And I'm not saying that that's the case for everyone, but he wanted me to stay the same way. So as I grew, and I'm like, no, I'm coming back into who I am. So that's a little bit of food for thought for all of you, that when you're on this space, include your partner, see, you know, ask them, talk to them. What are the triggers that come up? And if you had that conversation, you probably noticed that he came along and on board a lot faster.
He absolutely did. And, you know, we did go through years that was kind of at conflict of me wanting to go somewhere. He wanted to keep me there, whether he was consciously doing it or not. Yeah. But now it's so beautiful because he's seen me just so at peace and just so motivated and so determined and just from this operating from this beautiful place that, you know, now he's gone to a place that says, one day I'm going to work for you. Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
And not only that, he sees he gets a better version of you. Like,
absolutely.
You know, from uptight anxiety. Now he's like, whoa, I got this hot wife that's actually peaceful and happy. And so people listen to that. If you go through the journey, don't always run away, because this is an important message that if you're communicating with your partner, that you actually get better versions of each other. And what's better than that? Like nothing. You grow together, right?
It's absolutely great because now we're in a place where we're just dreaming and supporting each other authentically.
In real truth. And you can talk about the ups and the downs and give each other really good feedback, not just criticism that you hear a lot from couples, right? I love it. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit more about giving back and giving and receiving. And it's a huge part of our world. It's a huge part as business owners. It's part of just everyday life for everyone. What does that mean to you? What does that look like to you? Giving back, whether it's your community, your family, your friends, what does that mean?
Giving back to me is really everything. And I realize that once you step kind of into that and realize that at the end of the day, we're here to support and uplift and help each other, whether it's financially, whether it's with your time, whatever it may be. But that's where you really step into your own and you just realize that everything just starts to open up for you. So you're doing it for others, but you don't realize how beautifully it comes back to you.
Yeah. You know, I love the way you said it. Oh, it chills. It's so true because that, you know, when you give, you receive, but it's almost so it becomes so effortless, right? That you
effortless.
See things coming back where you're like, whoa, look what just happened. And whether it's a friend or a business or whatever, it doesn't matter what area of your life, that fulfillment, it's like the cup keeps overflowing.
Right.
Yeah. It's big. What would be, if you, for the people that are listening today, if you had some good takeaways for them, and things that you would want to say. So you meet that woman or that man on the street that is a version of you, you know, 7-8 years ago. What would you want to tell them?
So there's a few things, but, you know, people have to realize when they're comparing or dreaming the lives that other people are living, compare yourself to where you're starting out, to where they're on their path 10 years into the journey.
Yes.
You know, when you're thinking, oh, you know, you don't discount how much work they've already put in to get to where they are today. And I know you've kind of had a bit of that too. And I've had a bit of that as well. You know, everybody needs to start somewhere. And it's just like my Instagram. When I started it today, I was just like, oh, what are going to be people think? I've got one follower, which is you. Thank you. But we all started out with, one follower, and that's okay. So stop comparing yourself and thinking that you are less than comparing yourself to people further down on their journey. And also remember that anyone that is doing it, they don't have any kind of special gifts that you don't have. They just went for it. That's it. You're no different. They just went for it.
They found, and that's such, I love this piece you've just given. So people, if you haven't heard that, you're going to hit that replay and listen again, because we all have these beautiful gifts. And it's so true, that comparison of I want to be that person, but they forget they've been doing that for 10 years or 15 years. And so the encouragement, and I think what you've just said that's so powerful, is if you guys could all remind yourselves each and every day that I'm just taking another baby step. I would say baby steps go to big steps, right? But another baby step, and that if something doesn't work out the way you think, I would say we have a reset button. Well, go turn the other way, the other direction. It's like, okay, that didn't work. So we're just going to try something different.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Trust why it didn't work.
Yeah. And see why there was more. I know I was playing with taglines today and I'm like, time to change it. I'm like, oh gosh, my branders are going to just grim me. You feel it. Like, didn't you notice when you're walking through and you're giving, you feel it, you hear it, like do this, do that. Like it's a real innate feeling. Have you noticed that? That comes over you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just something that you kind of pull from within. And it's this beautiful feeling of joy to give back and just to step into your own.
Yeah. And I love what you were talking about, really your connection to that hand of God, to the faith. And
yes,
you know, without that, I say this all the time, you say it. And for everybody listening, if you have lost your connection in any way, whatever that looks like for you, there is no judgment. I know I did, you know, Sonia did, and we had to find our way back, but there is so much power in knowing you're never alone when you learn to connect.
Right.
Yeah.
And your asks, you know, you teach us that all the time. And, you know, I see that with my daughters, they'll be like, oh, I hope that all works out. Or I hope I get this. And I'm like, did you ask God for it? Or did you pray for it? And they're like, no, well then do it. And it's like, oh, mommy, guess what? It all worked out. Yeah. And it's like, beautiful.
Yeah, it's like a little, their wishes are granted. Like I always say to people, you know, it's granted, there it is. And, you know, I was talking to a beautiful client yesterday. She said that she's been working with people. She's going to actually be on our show later as an animal communicator. And she was saying that it's like, we've learned to do this. And it's like, wishes are granted. And it's so true when you ask that, just ask, you, it's an old saying, ask you shall receive, but it's so true.
Yes.
It's so true. You know, I have had so much fun today. What a great exploration. I'm so glad you were able to join us and take an hour out of your incredibly busy schedule and be with us. Again, where can they find you? If you have anything left you want to tell the people that are listening?
You know, I just want to inspire women to realize to get out of your head and go down to your heart and just be, you know, be you. And that's okay. Whatever that is, embrace your inner power. Stop thinking small because we don't need to. And reach out to your support team that uplift you. Because once you're in that community, you know, it's great. And, you know, my dear friend Amanda said to me once, true goddesses fix each other's crowns. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to leave women with that because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. We're here to support one another.
I love it. I just love it. We are going to leave it right there. Thank you, everyone. Join us next week. We have an incredible guest as well. Please replay, share on your social media. Sonia, we are going to have you back. It's been so much fun. And what a great note to end. So we will see you all next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.